I don't even know what that means.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative.
No, it's not. It
gets
gross.
The people going.
This episode of the Ted and Ty Show is brought to you by Fresh. There's no way you still use one of those little trees to freshen your car. Do you still have a tape deck and use manual windows also? Of course not. It's time to upgrade that car freshener. Fresh is the first minority-owned car air freshener company and provides scents like black ice, strawberry, and vanilla that last twice as long as competing brands with dope recognizable phrases like drive slow, homie, sitting sideways, picture me rolling, and more. Turn your air freshener from a little tree to a stylish talking point. Fresh people like fresh things. Upgrade your life. Get Fresh. Available at RideFresh.com. That's Ride, F-R-S-H. And on Instagram at RideFresh. That's Ride, F-R-S-H. Get Fresh.
Let's start the show.
Ty, are you ready?
Yeah, nigga, I'm just, I was looking.
I know, I'm glad Danny here to provide some, like, here we go.
Every time he be like, okay, yeah, what's the problem today? Yeah. Right. Are you ready?
Hey fam, like when I start, like I don't want nobody to be like, ah, oh, Ty, you too problem. Nah, I'm gonna say what the fuck I want. You niggas wanna be goddamn talking shit, fam. I ain't saying nothing to neither one of you, okay?
You're right. Let me pull my
nothing to the
notes
fucking
up.
Chipmunk game, dog. Both you niggas okay. Under 5'2". I gotta talk to the goddamn lollipop guild and shit.
My guy, you're literally shit. Like,
I got inches. Motherfucking.
You're literally 2 inches taller than me.
Ren and Stimpy and shit.
You already used that joke. You already used.
I thought I called y'all Timon and Pumbaa.
You caught us both. You caught us both. Yeah. Damn. So yeah, you can't recycle. Get this nigga off the stage.
Fuck it. Okay. Give me a second. Give me a goddamn second. Okay. I don't know the name of the girl chipmunk. Brittany.
I'm looking
Jeanette,
at my notes.
Eleanor. Okay, so Alvin and Eleanor looking motherfuckers, girl. Damn. Oh shit. Happy?
Okay. Yeah, we're ready. We're waiting on you.
Baby girl, come on. Nigga, are you ready or not?
That's why I said, let's fuck you think I'm talking about, bitch. Hopscotch?
You're trying to get it out the way. You ready to go to sleep.
Baby girl, calm down.
Hey, son, fuck y'all.
I don't really think ADD is a real thing.
I feel you.
Like, I'm a believer that ADD isn't a thing. Like, it's kind of
so
like
you also believe that the planet is flat? And that
I don't. Who said I believe the planet?
You said that.
Flat.
You said that shit away. You said that a while back. Son. Like
I did
you
not
like,
say the planet. I did not say the Earth is flat.
Whoa!
Okay,
I did not say that. What'd you say?
What I said was we don't know what the Earth is.
Nah, nigga, you said it's not round. That's what you said. You're right.
I said
so. You didn't say it wasn't flat. You said it's not round. You was like, I'll show you proof. I'll show you YouTube videos.
There is no proof. That is my entire point.
There's no point that it's round. There's no proof that it's round.
Let me start this fucking show and I'm coming right back to it. Cause this
okay.
This is the Ted and Ty Show. I am your man, T-E-D-K-U-S-H, man. And of course, I'm joined here by my co-hosts.
Young T Webb in the building. How y'all doing?
Young T Webb. Nigga, I feel like you should just stick with like your guy Ty.
Cause that makes sense. DJ.
Cause it rhymes and it sounds better. Every day, DJ Envy comes on and says,
I do like
morning,
that.
Everybody. Like it's that, DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne the Guy. We are the Breakfast Club. You always want to switch shit up. I say, okay.
Yes,
okay.
Why I got to.
This is the Ted and Ty Show. I am your man, T E D K U S H, man. Every time I say that shit, and then you fuck it up. You drop the ball.
What the fuck Ty want to do?
You drop the ball.
Why do I have to conform into what society wants me to
do? Oh, my God. I just feel like, bro, you should show consistency. You put on the same fucking shoe every day. If you have a left shoe, the right shoe fucking matches.
I don't put on the same shoe every day.
But my point, yes, you do. So your right shoe doesn't always match your left shoe?
That doesn't mean it's the same shoe every day. The fuck?
I said, oh my God, bro.
I think you off, dude. I mean, it's cool, son.
I'm off because I want you to fucking stay.
I got you, son. I got you.
Ty is
I got late. You, son. It's your guy, Ty. Let me make
nah,
you
fuck
bitch
you.
Happy, son.
Let that man
now,
say
before we get into you. Shit, because it is a whole bunch of shit. So before hot shit, before hot shit, about this Earth shit, bro, I never said the Earth was flat.
So what you definitely, I said, okay, so you definitely was, I was like, yeah, we were talking about something about the earth being round, or B.O.B. has said something about it, and he was like, well, yeah, there's no proof. Flat. There's no proof that it's round, and this and it was like, but I'm not gonna talk about that right now, son. You don't know. Like, but we're gonna go on the idea that it's definitely round. So why is it not?
That's my why is it?
Why is it not? So we got a big cube floating around, nigga, ice ball ass nigga.
Let me just ask you a question, Ty. Ty and Danny, have either one of you ever been to fucking space?
Okay.
Okay, then that's my fucking point.
Hey, but you know what though, Tip?
Don't say there are niggas that have.
I've also never been to Minnesota in the winter, but guess what? I know it's snow up there, bitch. So, where's your point?
That doesn't
what,
apply.
What you mean? So I saw pictures of the earth being round. I saw pictures of the snow in Minnesota.
You know,
so
all of those pictures are CGI, right? Literally, all of those earth pictures are CGI. Every one of them.
How do you know?
Yes, because there's proof. There's actual proof, Ty.
That every single
picture,
photo,
Listen to what I'm telling you. I promise you.
Every single photo has been altered.
I promise you.
No, sir. You can't promise that because you don't know.
Okay. I do. All right, then. I already gave the intro, but it's funny because this actually came out recently.
Keep the intro rolling.
Before we get into shit as well, make sure you follow us. Keep up with us at Ted and Ty Show on Instagram and Facebook. Follow me at ted.kush. Follow Ty at ty.sean.w and Danny J at go.dannyj. And I don't have a joke this week.
Why don't you keep it consistent and say the same thing every week? It's a weird ass name.
No, I want you to reach in your front pocket.
Hey, I got on sweats. Ty. No pockets. So what you want me to do?
Your sweatpants don't have pockets? Hell up.
No, not these.
Those are the worst. I ain't gonna lie.
They really are. They look my grandma's sweats, like our track sweats, and they don't got pockets. I'm not
those suck. I feel bad for you.
So what do you want me to get out of my pocket? Because I don't have pockets. So do you want me to like get up and walk somewhere? Get your goofy ass out of here, nigga. Nah. Try me.
It might be in the closet.
Ass nigga. Won't you say like, yeah, get out your pocket, nigga. Goofy ass.
Now he's from Chicago today with the goof shit. Somebody,
my bad, son. You,
this nigga's on one today.
You fucking goofy. How about that?
Okay.
Super.
No, it's not because we just had the argument. We had the
he's lit.
Who's
like,
more problematic, me or Ted?
This is lit.
Because like I didn't lose. Ted is more problematic. I said I wasn't. I said I was definitely.
Oh, so you mad?
You didn't lose because it was two people that voted for you.
It was five people.
Are you mad?
If you go back, it's on there. It's
Are you talking
people.
About on your status or on the poll?
On the poll.
On the poll, three total people had voted when I checked. And two of them, one of the two that voted as me being more problematic was you. So
son, you're the only person who voted for me. What are you talking about?
That's my point. So it's not an accurate sample. But if
the other people, they voted for you. So
no, if we apply
the poll standards, nigga, I don't know if you know how to count, fam. It's first we start with the geography. Now we got
to. If we apply it to your status and don't use the poll numbers, everybody else said you were more problematic.
I don't know about that one, but.
So if you feel like Ty, is more problematic, or myself, please go vote on Facebook or comment and let us know who's more problematic. Now we can get into
next week.
Yeah. So next episode, we have the numbers. All right, let's get into this. Hot shit. So I don't really know where to start, to be honest, because this week was fucking banging. Can't bullshit. I was like, God damn. They got all type of topics for the kids. Like, we can start with what'd you call him, Ty? Jacquez.
Well, I call that nigga Jacquez. Huh? Hey, look, this is the thing. I like some of that nigga remixes. Like, I like a few of them actually.
Me. That's how that nigga sound.
Hey, you was doing that shit for a drop, right? You weren't like just doing that.
No. That's how that nigga sounds.
Like, yeah, it is.
Turned over.
No, I think he's good too. I agree. I think
I like him.
He's not the king.
I definitely think he's good.
That's.
I think I like him. So basically,
no.
Basically, saying he feels as though he's the king of R&B for this generation. That's what he was trying to stress.
For this generation,
he wasn't saying he said for this generation.
What is the age cutoff? Let's start.
I was just about to say that. So who do you think for this generation, right?
Like, what's this generation? Because is he grouped with fucking Chris Brown and Trey Songz? Like, are they all grouped together?
Oh, well then he's way at the bottom. He doesn't have a chance. Like
he's way at the bottom.
But if we're gonna say like if we're gonna say the 2010 kids, like the 2010 like teenagers,
he was so confident. I mean,
nah, well, even then, he'd still be behind Chris Brown and Trey.
Yeah, so. That means Chris Brown would be excluded from that group. But with that group, you would bring in maybe Tory Lanez. I'm just saying because Tory Lanez, I mean, isn't he considered R&B?
Well, kind of? If we're doing it that way, he may be. He is.
Nah,
but he sings. Urban pop, because I know a lot of people were saying Chris
if you
Brown
are fucking singing
R&B,
and not
really
rapping, it's
pop.
R&B to me. Because if
you
that's
think he's
the case,
R&B? He has a lot of.
Yeah, exactly. I was just about to ask that.
I'm 100%.
Oh wait, for
so
real?
Drake?
No, I don't think Drake is R&B at
you
all.
You think Drake's R&B?
How's no, he not?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, urban pop.
I don't think Drake is R&B. I don't think he's R&B. I would go with the urban
Marvin's
pop
Room. Marvin's Room was not
because
Marvin's
he has
Room
like a lot of
upbeat.
Yeah, he sings, but
well, then that's just an album. That's just an
R&B.
Album.
R&B is like
that could just be
Usher.
An album too. Like
no,
like hell, Snoop
no,
had a
he
gospel
may have
album.
Some R&B type
album.
Songs.
Like, we wouldn't ever consider
right.
him a gospel.
But right, but Drake consistently sings and consistently hits us with simp ass slow music as well. Right. Every album consists of at least 4 or 5 slow songs.
I don't think you can have a rap disc album. I mean, a single and be considered R&B. That's just
that's not fair.
I just
so you're saying that he can't double dip? That's not fair.
I mean, yeah. I'm not gonna
he's
I'm not gonna
R&B.
Categorize him as R&B.
Debate.
Which,
I just wouldn't categorize
R.
him
Kelly
as R&B, like as R&B.
Yeah,
like
but
R. Kelly,
he's not in this
Usher.
In this in all time. Excuse me.
Of all time, yeah, I'm agreeing with Danny J. You are
what,
like
what about Michael Jackson? Is not that he's not R&B? Luther
sure,
Vandross is an R&B.
I Believe I Can Fly came out when I was 9
Luther,
years
yeah,
old.
He was.
I've been listening to R. Kelly my entire life. Like,
well, okay.
So, Tan,
I'm not
who's
saying R. Kelly isn't like
king of R&B.
Hear me out. I said a king. I said a king. But I'm talking about
now. You're going back
because
you
first we
like
began
R. Kelly?
with his generation.
Okay,
with Jacquees' generation. So R. Kelly would not be in that same. Both. Now, if we say all time and we're excluding generations, and of course that's not Jacquees, I still wouldn't give it to R. Kelly because then, like I said, mm-hmm. do you not consider Michael Jackson R&B? Right. Do we not consider Prince R&B?
Okay, cool. Like, who's your guy?
Are we considering those people, though, is my question.
No, because Michael Jackson and Prince were pop.
Danny J,
R&B
don't pop your
singers.
Lips at me like that never again, fam. Like I felt all that ATL vibe come out. That was
hey, like, I'm not gonna lie to you. You know how in text messages with the iPhone, you can like double tap and like
oh
hit like dislike.
That black girl magic.
Yeah, she just.
Boop. Yeah. I definitely would have exclamation point that lip noise because mm-hmm. like so we're trying to get to the point. Who's your guy?
I mean, I've been exactly. trying to figure out who y'all considering R&B. That's what I'm saying.
Right. Who is it? Thank you.
Okay, then it would have to go to like R. Kelly.
Okay, we're
even
excluding
he pees on girls.
Michael and Prince.
Oh, fuck y'all! I'm just saying.
You
said you're excluding them. I would include them, and if we're including them, then I'm going with fucking Michael Jackson.
Yeah, he's a little upset. Yeah. Like,
oh yeah, Michael Jackson is considered the king of pop.
Are you
mad?
Yes.
They sing.
Okay,
pop.
So who else we got on the list? Then
you delusional.
I mean, Tyrese isn't. Let's start there.
Oh,
I'm tripping.
Mine would go R. Kelly, Usher. Oh, mine would go R. Kelly,
well,
Usher,
it was,
Trey Songz.
I know, like, on Instagram, Tyrese. It was Tyrese, Trey Songz,
and then
Tory Lanez.
5 would be...
Chris Brown?
Chris Brown, I guess, yeah.
I mean, I'm putting Chris Brown really, like, second on the cool.
Nah, son, Usher, My Way, you wildin'.
Oh, yeah, I'm tripping. Yeah, if it wasn't for R. Kelly's like longevity, it would go to Usher. Yeah. Even though they've been on the same, it's just anything R. Kelly touches be like, nigga, this nigga, step in the name of love.
Like, yeah.
Jacquees.
Damn. Oh, hey, see, I'm a trendsetter. I got niggas changing.
The point is, Jacquees.
Pronunciation.
He's not up there. Jacquees. He's not in it at all, but he. I don't know if y'all saw the
for
post.
This generation.
I feel strongly set on the fact
he thought he
was the king.
He got
of
the
R&B
he got
for his
the,
generation.
He got the agreements from
and it went crazy.
Bow Wow.
Oh,
Nigga right. said black. Nigga said black.
What's his opinion?
Treats Bow Wow like he's Meg from Family Guy.
I swear. That shit is
that
so
shit
true.
Was like the funniest thing I saw all week, son. That
bro, niggas crying. Be shitting on Bow Wow, bro. Like,
so like everybody was doing the bounce that's with me so on their little scooter, son. Damn,
like
bro.
Everybody, like everybody didn't try to Harlem Shake because this nigga stopped in the middle and then kept going.
They were.
You remember that nigga?
Basketball.
Everybody was Harlem Shake.
Son, I didn't know he remade that song Basketball.
You feel me? Because I thought it was only him.
Me too.
I was like, damn, this nigga Bow Wow is going to the NBA. Make him like Mike.
Original.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I watched Growing Up Hip Hop. We already talked about
I really think that he just got famous.
He got quick, a lot of issues like, personally,
and,
though.
And
he
the
got
fall
a lot of documentaries.
Because, I mean, he's still in his, what, he's, yeah. if he's not still in his 20s, he's like early
he like,
30s.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah, he's early 30s. He's yeah, probably he's, like 31 years old.
Yeah, son, he still got a lot of life to live, and he was very, very, very popular.
I mean, he just, right. the thing is, it's fucked up because we as people, like, tend to, hey, who, but it's fucked up. It's fucked up because we as people tend to like put these people on a certain level. Like when he tweeted when he tweeted about being on a private plane and that's where the whole Bow Wow challenge started. It's only because he's trying to keep up with the standards that we as like society have set. And when really and truly it's like, bro, like, first of all, Bow Wow has way more money than all three of us. Let's be clear. Combined. So who are we to, you know what I'm saying, to say anything negative correct. About, yeah. you know, his money mm-hmm. or, you know, him riding private or not driving, I mean, riding private. You know what I'm saying? But it's just the society standards that set, you know,
yeah.
the shit that, you know, leaves niggas vulnerable like this. I think Bow Wow does have a lot of shit, like, in his head and shit, though, that, you know, he can't really address either because he's Bow Wow. You know what I mean?
And, like, how many of us would understand? Like, we would just see a celebrity crying. Like, nigga, be happy with your money. Move the fuck on.
Yeah, go cry on your stack of bills when it's like, they say money don't heal everything or cure everything at all.
Right.
Clearly, this is true, though, because look at this segue. Because Cardi B and Offset are apparently breaking up, divorcing, et cetera, et cetera. Some chick, Summer Bunny, said that he was cheating on Cardi with her and trying to set up a threesome with Cuban Doll. They had pictures and screenshots of text messages. Before we go into that, I just want to know why the fuck Offset spelled New Orleans. Nigga, literally knew. He said, I'm on the way to New Orleans. Nigga, what?
Not at all. Why the fuck do you think that? Why would you think that?
Maybe
that
it was a pun on
Lee. Like, son, that's you don't know, like, at all, son. Like, it's fucking.
He's not
any
at
nigga
all.
With face his tattoos. Captions. I'm leery. I don't even like judging niggas. Like, as a tattooed nigga, I don't like judging tattooed niggas. Yeah. But, like, if you got hella face tattoos, I'm low key scared on the inside.
Son, if you have one face tattoo, that lets me know right now.
Sorry, but if you have multiple, cool. my nigga, like, yeah, you have nothing to lose, brother. You cannot walk into anybody's interview tomorrow.
Yeah.
Never.
I felt like Cardi B and Offset moved extremely too fast. And I said this from the beginning. I predicted it. Probably a lot of people did. But I knew
you don't think they
could
get back together?
Because, I mean, probably they might.
Yeah, but like, but why are you coming out crying? Like, I could.
Didn't she, like, come out crying and apologizing to Cardi
cheating,
B?
And then. The cheaty, the person who was, you know, cheating. Yeah, you know, not the cheater, but the cheaty, you know, that person. I understand them coming to the spouse and saying, hey,
like,
I'm sorry, you know, I didn't know this and this, but Cardi being Offset.
No.
Offset sending you texts, why the fuck are you going, why are you going back and forth with? Not saying he wasn't wrong at all. He's definitely wrong, but you cut that off right then. You don't come and then come back. She came out with that apology to let everybody know, yeah, it was me. I need y'all to know who I am. She definitely did that shit for clout. So
that bitch said, I didn't know how serious the marriage
was. She just
was
trying. Exactly. I do agree with just trying to get some clout.
Baby.
This bitch
like,
is tripping.
What do you mean marriage got a baby girl? Like, come on.
They might get back together, though, eventually,
like,
though. I wouldn't be surprised.
Exactly what the
I'm
fuck
be
is
real.
Going on. So, but they might. I wouldn't either. And the way that Cardi B just came on with a random ass post, like, I know y'all been asking. First of all, who's been asking? Because I didn't know y'all had issues. for one.
Just like Nicki Minaj, she got a new boyfriend and shit.
Hey, Ted. What's her name?
Very true. What's her name, Ted?
Nicki Minaj.
Cool.
Damn. See, they drug him. I didn't even peep what you were saying.
Oh, yeah. Minaj.
Y'all butchering these people's names tonight.
Jacquees sound like
he said
Jacquees sound like some shit you got on the back of your foot. Like,
yeah, the doctor say I got Jacquees. It's gonna be about 30 days until I'm active again.
Have to take these antibiotics and get that powder. Get that shit off.
Oh, speaking of diseases and shit, I know this dog because we was about to talk about the Nicki Minaj and shit.
Nicki Minaj.
Yeah, whatever. Nigga, when we was, nigga, Young Miami, the same bitch that said she was going to flu a motherfucker out, you can get flued out. She doesn't drink water, apparently, or didn't drink water up until like last week. She showed her fridge. First, she says she uses the same rag for her body and for her face, and her skin is clear.
Okay.
Nigga. Now, we just talked about white people that don't use rags, right? Okay. I mean, now, I'm confused how you wash your face and your ass.
That's disturbing.
Using a rag.
Right.
But if you're using the same rag, that is fucking trifle-like.
Hey, let me tell you something. Nigga, when I'm washing myself in the shower with my rag, I treat my rag like it's almost disgusting if it touched my face. Son, I go everywhere but. Stop right at the neck. Be like,
that's it. That's
yeah,
it.
You can't touch that.
If I only have one rag, what I do, and I mean, niggas could, but this is if I only got one rag, need to wash them or, you know, whatever.
You wash your face first and then wash your butt.
Nigga, you better know it. But other than that, I have two fucking rags. One for my face and one for my body.
So look, I fold them different. Like, so I remember.
I grab two different colors.
Oh, see, I got 10 rags. They all the same color. I know that's stupid. I know.
Me too.
Nah, it's all colors. Damn. Shit. That's very dumb.
That's very dumb.
Pack of towels is cheap, though. I ain't called bullshit.
A pack of towels?
No. Look, okay. They were gifted to me by my mom. So it was like, she gave me a bunch, and I was like, all right. Like, why would I buy more? More rags, because to make Danny feel good on the Ted and Tasha show? Shit.
At the end of the day, your body can't joke right now, son. Let her know. Damn. She's like, that's dumb. Damn. Hey, what color are they?
Fuck you. They black like a motherfucker.
I knew they was black. Basic, too. I knew it. Yeah, it ain't even like they designed.
No, they're the thick ass, like, they're the really nice, thick rags. So I was like, yeah, they're really nice ones. Like,
hey, listen, back on this bitch that don't drink water, though. I just want to know how bitches ain't out here drinking water. I just want to know that. And then we can move on. I'm just trying to figure out, ain't that, like, nigga, do listen, you know
how long have you ever gone without drinking water? It's almost like you, no matter what you
three
drink, you
hours,
like, I need it. Like, you'd be like, I really need it. Like,
like, son, if I'm dehydrated and I drink a Sprite, first of all, they bullshit us.
Yeah.
Quench your thirst. Bitch, I do not grab a Sprite, okay? First of all, let's be clear. But, nigga, if I'm thirsty as hell and I drink like a Sprite or a Coke or something just because that's what you got within reach right then, that does not quench your thirst. Like, you're still just as thirsty. Still cotton mouth as fuck. So I'm just trying to figure, bro, do you know her pussy probably tastes like fucking battery acid, nigga?
Ha, huh. We all can comment on that.
Yeah.
Danny, you don't get your I'm eating cat and I'm proud ass the fuck.
Yes, we can. That shit is disgusting. Yeah,
like, so I'm all for the fucking homosexual equality. See, I'm ready with the LG. I'm all for it, my nigga. But
so you sound like the white dude about to say some shit like, I got black friends and all.
But you niggas. I'm just talking about how excited this nigga Danny was to be like, hell yeah, I'm
exactly. That's exactly what.
Okay, we know.
We get it, son. Damn.
Shit.
Yeah, I'm in.
Nah.
Put it on. She ain't even cool no more.
Okay, well, stop.
I'm not cool as shit.
If you didn't, if we didn't already get a logo for you,
I'm not on wigs tonight.
And then you in the fucking capital,
right? It's the norm. It's the norm. What the fuck?
You part of the problem.
Yeah, a little bit.
It's not my fault. It's just where I live.
So you can't even make yourself say it.
Anyway, moving on. Back to Nicki Minaj.
Nicki Minaj.
That's not it, Ted. But I'm proud of you.
whatever.
Nicki Minaj. I don't even... That's her name.
Nah, hey, so apparently that's her ex-lover. Like,
so did y'all see her, like, man? Did y'all see the post?
Like, tell me again. Can we be lovers and friends?
Are you serious?
Wait. What? You said lovers. That's what I thought.
Nigga, that's where you went?
What?
I thought about Lil Jon and Usher.
Hey, so shut up, Danny, trying to talk. So we already be bullying her whack guys, ass. Damn,
apparently. I'm trying to tell y'all what's going on. So,
hold on.
The dude she is with, apparently, he is a whole lot of rapist.
Wait a minute, what?
He's a rapist.
Wait, what?
Right. So basically, it's a whole.
Do not rape.
Let me explain. So there was a post that I came across on Instagram, and I don't know how true this is, but I kind of believe it. They said that this guy is a whole live rapist, not a pedophile.
Damn.
And it wasn't statutory. He forcibly tried to rape a 16-year-old with a sharp object. Prior to that, she became besties with a convicted pedophile who filmed himself running a train on a child. Taraki Teriyaki 69 sauce. What? And prior to that, she defended and bailed her brother out of jail who tried to rape her niece. So they're saying the guy who she's with now tried to rape a 16-year-old like a year ago with a sharp object. And I guess it was just playing on her character that
her brother's in jail now.
Help her brother out of a bad situation. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He was like committing some rapes and everything.
Her brother's like a.
For that, right?
He's like a pedophile. Sorry. But
yeah,
no, no.
So.
And she was like. He was 15. She was 16.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't statutory rape. So yeah, damn.
Exactly. That's exactly what I'm talking about.
He was younger than her, but it was still rape. Like right. He's a rapist, apparently. He's accused of being a rapist.
Bitch got more coins than the game room. So we ain't never hating in the shade room. See, I keep my sons in the playroom. So me and you ain't never in the same room. I tell him eat the cookie cause it's good form. And when he eats the cookie, he got good form. He know I don't never cheat because I'm good to him. My God, to have his baby nurses yelling push form.
Okay, so apparently y'all, Travis Scott really wasn't cheating. Yeah. I don't know if y'all heard, Danny, you didn't hear this, apparently.
No, I didn't hear about it. No, I haven't heard.
Oh, yeah, it really wasn't Travis Scott. So there was this dude who made the fucking, he made a video actually documenting, like, the whole thing. He looks like Travis Scott a little bit. He made his hair like Travis Scott, like, exactly like Travis Scott's. And he found a bad bitch, took pictures with her, put the TMZ stamp on it himself. And then, what? But he's documenting the whole thing. Like, he did it as a joke.
Okay.
He was like, because he literally was like, because he's the reason that everybody knows that it wasn't Travis Scott at this point. Because he was like, he picked the picture. He said, I guarantee this is the picture that everybody's going to take and go crazy with. And they're going to think I'm Travis Scott. All I got to do is put this little TMZ stamp over top of it. And boom. Yeah. And sure enough. So, yeah, and in the long run, it really wasn't this nigga Travis Scott. That shit is some funny shit, though. Like, can you imagine being a nigga who's known as a cheater to actually not be cheating?
That's fucked up.
So imagine that conversation with his girl. So he's sitting there like,
"It's really not me. I really don't know who the fuck that is." Like,
that is funny.
It's not me. So I swear.
You gotta imagine that nigga really looked at that bitch and was like, "So it ain't me, is it?" He definitely started second guessing himself a couple times. Like, come on, fam. I do drink. Like, wow. I do be wilding out here. Like,
yeah, that shit crazy.
Wow, that is crazy.
That shit crazy. And then all in the same week as well, this nigga Kevin Hart stepped down from the Oscars. Let's be clear, this nigga stepped down from the Oscars.
He stepped
niggas
down.
Keep trying to, yeah, niggas keep trying to like throw this nigga like, oh, Kevin Hart. Because I saw a bitch on Whoa. Facebook. I don't know whether she listens or not, and I don't even know her. So, I saw her on Facebook.
Whatever. I guess I have to say so. Fuck all women we don't know. I got you. Keep going.
Oh,
that's what you said.
Okay.
He, you know what he's doing? He's making a case for being the less problematic.
Exactly.
One. Yeah.
I see what he's
doing, but it's cool. It's cool.
That's good.
So I saw this nice young lady put on Facebook that she said something about Kevin Hart is about to be blackballed. And I was like, no, he's not. She's like, yes, he is. You can't be talking about gay people and blah, blah, blah. And he's stupid. He going to be blackballed. He wanted to do this at the Oscars, and they let him go. I said, bruh. And I just stopped arguing because I was like, first of all, I don't even know you. So I'm out of here. But so regardless, like I said, he stepped down, though. What's y'all take on this shit, though?
I like the fact that he stepped down, like, obviously, because I emphasized that shit when you said it. But, like, and he was like, and he didn't apologize. It was like, son, I've already apologized for that. Like, the fact that y'all are making it a big deal. Charlamagne the guy said it the best. The only reason they brought this back up was because he's a black man about to infiltrate a role usually set for white male actors or white male celebrities. So, fuck it. Fuck them.
That's real.
I agree. Yeah,
I feel like fuck them, too.
I feel like fuck them, too. I agree with that.
Yeah, I mean, and you're gay, so you were you offended by what he said?
And you're gay,
right? Thanks.
Hey, no, Ted, you'd have been the worst. Like you would have been the worst kind of white dude, son. Like around black people,
the absolute worst.
You're gonna be the weird dad that keep bringing that shit up to other dads. Like you see his son gay, you're gonna be laying like, so what do y'all do together? Like you gotta
Yeah, I wasn't offended. I mean, I wasn't offended. I agree with what Ty said for the most part, but no, a lot of things don't offend me because, I mean, I've been gay for so long, and I mean, it's just like...
Okay, you don't get your gay vet.
Okay.
I'm a veteran in the gay world, ass.
Yeah, so I don't hear all that shit no more, son. That's for them new for them new lesbos.
That's for the new gays. The new gays get offended with that shit. Us OG gays, we don't even get done.
Yeah, we went through the real times and we had to fight. They be going through that soft social media.
Now they just got titles giving them away. Shit, you come out talking about some you a trans what they say to,
faster, I saw go somebody faster, go say faster. You gotta go faster. You gotta move faster.
No,
it's not funny if you do it slow. Go faster.
Shut the fuck
you
up.
You fucked up. You lost your funny window, son. Move on to the next joke. Okay.
Oh my god.
You know what? It's almost
no.
Like,
I have a real statement.
You still had to hide it from your parents, but like they get to come out and tell their people and shit. Like you had to lie and shit. Like I'm going with Billy, and you was really going with Sally and shit. I feel bad for you, son. It's cool. We're gonna give you a moment of silence.
No, what I was saying is there's a trans race. There are people that are there was a white woman who's apparently trans black.
Interesting.
Exactly. So how they go with the black women? I don't think it goes well. Like, because then at that point, if you identify as, hey, like, what was your girl name? Your girl
that fake NAACP.
Yeah, I can't even call her that.
I don't know her name.
Rachel Dolezal.
Oh, yeah.
Rachel Dolezal. Like, did she get a nigga pass? Or
hell no.
No.
Do you think she ever said nigga though?
Several times because people thought she was black. Well, probably not. Probably not because the black people that she was around were probably definitely against the word wholeheartedly. So she That's probably true. Never said it, but she for damn sure considered saying that shit in some situations. Like
she got black kids.
I mean, yeah. That only takes a black man. You know?
No, I think she adopted some as well.
Oh, well, all that takes is a paycheck.
I could be wrong though. I don't fucking know. I watched a little bit of this shit on Netflix. It was interesting enough.
Well, that's dope. So at least you did your homework.
Oh my god, bro! I low key want to fight Ty after this episode.
So I feel like you be thinking a lot of stuff I say is like sarcastic and like problematic, and it's not. Fool, I'm being like a better self. I'm just in a happier mood.
Cool.
I just don't want
to. Okay. It's cool. They're gonna put us on Celebrity Deathmatch in a couple years. When we get on, we're gonna have Celebrity Deathmatch. You know they're bringing Celebrity Deathmatch back.
Are they gonna show it at 2 a.m. like they did like when we were little? Because that shit was funny, but you had to stay up for it. Yeah.
I'm not really sure. Ice Cube is actually in charge of it. All right, let's get into this. Fucking bullshit ass dad joke. Ty, I'm gonna let you know, by the way, your dad jokes for the last couple of days haven't been too humorous to me. Call it what you
want. Okay. I feel you, son. Like, because that's definitely what I do when I think about my dad jokes. What is Ted going to think with your salty ass nigga? Give a fuck about you, puss. Start my music up, nigga. Doom, 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 doom.
Like, come on, you old ass nigga.
Hey, son. I like to let my music, like, bring me in soon. You know, it's like...
All right. Dad joke of the week. Why can't you have a 12-inch long nose?
I don't know.
Because then it would be a foot.
See, I like that one better than the last 2 days, bro.
What?
I like that better. I'm glad. That was a good one. Proud of you.
That was stupid.
I get that shit.
Because it took me a minute to register because the first time I was like, wait, what?
All right, dad jokes every Monday through Friday.
I get it now.
On the Facebook and Instagram page. That's Ted and Ty Show, of course. And, of course, on Ty's page at ty.shawn.w. All right, so question of the moment, a.k.a. high questions. I have two for you. Are y'all ready? One is... How come in the word fridge, there's a D, but not one in refrigerator?
Yeah, that's a toughie. Like, that shit.
Because that shit doesn't make sense.
It doesn't. Yeah, I don't know. It's kind of like the same thing with that, why they call William Bill. It's like, there's no B in William.
Hey, son. You did this last week. Stop adding questions on top of my questions, whole ass nigga.
Nah, so okay, it's just like your answer? Questions be like,
are there is no answer, no, Danny. There's no answer. What the fuck?
I'm high. I'm just kidding.
No, you're not.
Wait, what?
No, okay. Do not rape. Do not smoke. Head ass. All right, okay. Let me ask y'all one more question.
Mm-hmm.
If a bunch of cats.
Oh, that's why. That's why fridge. That's why it has D. Because.
Answer.
Yeah, it's an original English word. From 1920s, it means frigidaire. I mean, it's frigidaire. So we actually just shortened frigidaire, which means a refrigerator. But
Ty, I wasn't really looking for an answer.
Thank you, teacher.
Yeah, like
listen, I want to know. Fuck y'all.
That's cool. Look at it on your own time. Like the fuck we. These are high questions. These are not questions to be Googled.
Oh, okay. So you don't ask okay, questions.
Let me ask you this then. If a bunch of cats jump on top of each other, is it still called a dog pile?
No. Or maybe.
Why not? Yeah, it's still called a dog pile. Yeah, why wouldn't it be? Because when humans do it, we don't call it a human pile. We call it a dog pile. So. Yeah.
True.
Oh, shit. Those were your high questions of the week. Danny J, hit us with some good black news.
Okay, so the good black news I have this week, I'm finna sprinkle some black girl magic on y'all.
You finna.
I had to go real.
Okay.
Yes, I'm finna sprinkle some black girl magic.
Don't you talk about the pronunciation of shit.
First of all, but anyway, this week I want to give a shout out to Michelle Obama. Her book was released not even a month ago, and she's already this year's best-selling book in 2018. Her book sold over 2 million copies in just 15 days. And on the
I thought you said it's only been out for a week. Which one is it?
A month.
Oh, you said a month.
Sorry. I said that. You're fucking up my good black news.
Damn.
Straight to your melon,
nigga.
Michelle Obama's memoir, her book, was released on November 13th, which is less than a month ago. Not even a month later, her book has already became the best-selling book in all of 2018. Over 2 million copies were sold in just 15 days, and the book sold over 725,000 copies on the very first day. Her book has topped the New York Times bestseller list for 2 weeks. And the good thing about the book, and which is so dope, is because the book was purchased by like a wide range of ethnicities, not just black people, like everybody bought her book. So it's dope. I've read half of it and it's really, really good. So I would encourage everybody to get it because she's dropping gems. So yeah, Michelle Obama, I see you, girl.
Let me ask y'all a question though. Well, what? They probably do it off of based off of that is what's up though. Shout out to Michelle. But they probably do it based off of credit card information and purchases and shit. I'm like, probably. How do they know what race, motherfucker? Mm-hmm. Like, it's not but like when you again, bought the book, they was like, are you black or...
Right. Yeah. Like I said, that was just on Google or whatever. But like you said, I never... I wonder, how do they know who bought it? Because just because my name might be Maria Martinez, like, I might not be...
No, it's probably credit card information, though. Like, you know, when we hit those terms and conditions and we say... And we say accept. We don't know what we're giving her.
We talked about that in the episode, as a matter of fact.
Yeah,
I think that shit is dope, though. I think that shit is dope, though, because
no, that is dope.
No, it is.
Everybody fuck with the Obamas.
Well, this has been another episode of You Heard That Clap. That was one of those like let's get the fuck out of here claps. another episode of the Ted and Ty Show. Of course, keep up with us on a daily dad jokes Monday through Friday, memes, gifts. Polls, especially those that are trying to say that I'm more problematic because I'm not. Go check us out at Ted and Ty Show on Instagram and Facebook. Keep up with me personally at Ted.Kush. Keep up with Ty at Ty.Sean.W and Danny J at Go.DannyJ. But other than that, shit, y'all be safe. Shit, keep up though. Stay contacted. Real. Yeah, we out. That's all, folks.